Good morning, dear colleagues. Today I would like to present the rigging material from the Roman ship that was recently excavated by the European Institute of Underwater Archaeology, directed by Frank Gaudio in the Portus Magnus of Alexandria. Ship baptized J2 was found in the harbor of the Antiochus Island in the course of a survey with the parametric sub-bottom profiler. It was discovered only 17 meters from shipwreck I1, which was a Roman freighter dated to the 1st century or the early years of the 2nd century AD, excavated by EEISM in 1998. It appears that the construction of both ships is very similar. The hull of the ship J2 was preserved for 19 meters in length and 9 meters in width. The ship's bow position could not be determined due to the missing hull ends. The central part of the ship was in a satisfactory state of conservation. It included the keel, 20 strakes of the northern bowed, 14 strakes of the southern bowed, 8 stringers, ceiling planks, 63 frames, both floors with futex and half frames, and the fragments of one beam. The ship was built with a wide variety of wood species from the northern Mediterranean. The framing was made of pine, larch, oak, elm, and walnut, and the planking was made of various species of pine and other conifers. For the moment, no radiocarbon date for ship J2 is available. The majority of the pottery found in, above, and around the shipwreck J2 can be dated to between the 2nd and the 3rd century AD. Together with the coins, this seems to indicate the terminus antequem, or the wreckage in the 3rd century AD. However, the construction of the ship and her deposition in the same layer as ship I1 nearby point to an older date, that is probably in the 1st-2nd century AD. The study of the ship's construction is ongoing, but even the preliminary analysis allows suggesting that the ship belongs to a Roman imperial type of construction. The reconstructed length of the ship may be estimated at about 36-40 meters. This figure is close to the estimated length of the shipwreck I1, which was slightly smaller, 30-31 meter, and other larger Roman freighters. The spars were not preserved on the wreck, so we don't have the mast or yards. And even the mast step was missing, possibly removed in antiquity. However, the position of the mast step may be established thanks to the notches cut approximately in the middle of two perfectly preserved side stringers. In contrast, the elements of the rigging were quite numerous at the site. Most of them were found in the spacing between the frames. This space was about 30 centimeters deep on average, so the elements of the rigging were stuck inside and covered with sediment. The assemblage of rigging elements includes 14 dead eyes, 4 blocks with numerous separate sheaves, 6 toggles, and 3 Siemens tools. Of particular interest is the powerful four-fold Tertius block that, to my knowledge, has no exact parallels in the comparative material. The total number of the elements of the rigging amounts to 35 artifacts. Currently, the laboratory of the Maritime Museum of Alexandria has no facilities for PEG treatment of waterlogged wood. Thus, the majority of the finds were taken aboard for documentation and then they were reburied in situ. Some of the finds were, however, recovered and subject to other methods of wood conservation like sucrose or acetone rosin treatment applied by the conservator of the mission, Olivier Berger. The wood species of the rigging elements were determined by the method of thin section microscopy. The most numerous elements of the rigging found on shipwreck J2 were dead eyes. 14 dead eyes belonging to two distinct types were found inside the hull of the ship. Dead eye is a hard wooden block pierced with holes and without sheaths, which is fitted in lower ends of shrouds, ropes of the standing rigging that support the mast from the side. Shrouds are set taut by lanyards passing between a pair of dead eyes. They are still used on the historical tall ships, and it is remarkable how little they changed since antiquity. The dead eyes from ship J2 show a different position and number of shroud holes and seizing holes, which allow distinguishing five types of these blocks. The length varies from 10 to 19 centimeters and width from 11 to 14 centimeters. The dead eyes were grooved to take the loop splices from approximately 25 to 35 centimeters thick rope. And in one case, we have a double grooved dead eye. The dead eyes demonstrate the choice of several hardwood species. Among 14 dead eyes, 8 were fabricated from the wood of ash, which is a strong and resilient wood. 3 blocks were made of evergreen oak, and 2 more were made of boxwood, which is a very strong wood too. The amazing discovery is this dead eye, which proved to be fabricated from pine, which is not a suitable material for the purpose because, being a softwood, it is not sufficiently strong. It may be suggested that this dead eye was fabricated as a replacement piece, possibly during the navigation. The extremities of the vessel were not preserved. And even if ship J2 had a bow mast, Artemon, probably nothing remains of its rigging. The considerable size of dead eyes indicates that they come from the shrouds of the main mast. The important point is that the dead eyes were caught in the space between the frames, and so their distribution may contain additional information on the ship. Thus, it seems that the dead eyes were found along two distinct lines, probably from the shrouds of the two boats. The southern line almost coincides with the line of the keel, so it may be suggested that during the sinking event, the mast fell in the northern direction. The next group of objects is represented by the sheave blocks. They were from 14 to 25 centimeters long, 8 12 centimeters wide, and 3 7 centimeters thick. Among 3 blocks, 2 had their sheaves still installed. These blocks are paralleled by the contemporary material from the northern Mediterranean. Much rarer is this block with 2 sets of 4 sheaves each. Measuring 55 centimeter in length, this block probably belonged to a halyard system. The study of this block is ongoing, and the results will be published soon. The pulley blocks were fabricated from the same wood as the dead eyes, that is, ash, oak, and boxwood. Apart from the shells of blocks, or complete blocks, a considerable number of separate sheaves were found inside the hull of J2. The sheaves were of two major types: spool-shaped rollers, which you see on the left, and thin sheaves. They measured from 6 to 9 centimeters in diameter for the first type, while those of the second had a quite uniform diameter of about 10 centimeters. All 17 sheaves found were fabricated of evergreen oak. It is noteworthy that 12 of them were found together, close to the shell of the multi-sheaf block, which didn't have any sheaves installed. The next group of objects belonging to the rigging is presented by toggles. These wooden objects were very useful in the rigging as they provided a convenient method of securing and quickly releasing the ropes and sail. Six toggles of conventional form were found on J2. Their length varied from 23 to 43 centimeters, and the maximum diameter was about 5-6 centimeters. They were fabricated of the same wood species, that is, oak, ash, and boxwood. In addition to the conventional toggles, three wooden tools were found inside the hull. They have a length from 18 to 33 centimeters and are tapering towards one of the extremities. These tools are Merlon spikes, which served as multifunctional tools for sailors. It is possible that they were used as belaying pins or spill toggles to ensure a provisional fastening. They were fabricated of oak and boxwood. Modern Merlin spikes are made of metal, but they remain an indispensable sailor's tool on the tall ships. This interesting object made of boxwood measures 74 millimeters in diameter and has a complex shape. It is probably an eye or a kringle that was inserted in the cloth of the sail. What the discovered rigging fittings may tell us about the ship herself. The date of the ship strongly indicates the square sail rig for the ship, and this conclusion is confirmed by a large number of discovered dead eyes, which were of little use in the case of the Latin rig. The reconstructed length of the ship would be around 36-40 meters, and at least two masts carrying two square sails seem a very probable sail plan. The one-sheaf blocks discovered inside the hull are rather modest in size, and they could come from the parts of the rigging that did not require a lot of effort. The multiple sheave block may be associated with the halyard or the artimon, the foremast of the ship. The ship of this size could sail with the Annona fleet, although the complete absence of cargo at the moment of sinking doesn't allow proving this. To conclude, Ship J2 brings precious information on the types and dimensions of rigging fittings from Roman times and on the materials they were made from. Thank you very much for your attention.